The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Nace. A good card to look forward to there with the Blue Wind Stakes, the Group 3 contest, the feature race on their card. My name is Mark Walton and joining me once again to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good, mate. Very well.
Good. Coming off the back of a pretty successful Tuesday evening as well, going into this card at Nace on Wednesday.
Yeah, one bad, was it? Yeah, we did all right. Yeah, one or two... Decent looking bets, I must admit, going into that. I felt quite confident, funny enough. I said, when I was previewing it, a lot of them I thought were overpriced, and it doesn't always work out, but it did last night.
Yeah. Do you have a similarly strong opinion tonight?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think there's three or four there that... I wouldn't say there's any massive ricks in the market, but that I think they'll all run well.
Good. Right then, let's find out which ones you expect to run well then. Let's get stuck into the action. The first race this evening is the 5:45, and we start with a Filly's Maiden over 6 furlongs, and Timbuktu, the Aidan O'Brien Filly, is the 1-2 market leader. It's 7-2 for Icy Lady, Queen Anne 9-1, 9-1 for Simply a Star as well. She's a Pistol is 14-1, and then 33-1 or bigger prices the rest. 1-2 about Timbuktu, Andy. There has been a little bit of support for Icy Lady as well in the second favourite berth, 9-2 into 7-2. How do you see the opening race going?
It'll go to Timbuktu. This is about as close to a good 1-2 chance you'll ever likely to see. I thought she was an unlucky first time out. I think she's a really nice filly. The market suggested she was in what I think was a very good maiden of its kind at, over this track first time up. That was towards the back end of last month. She just didn't get the cleavest of runs, and over 5 furlongs, you know, first time out with a green 2-year-old, you do need a dab of luck, and everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong for this filly. But I've no doubt in my mind that she was the best horse in that particular race, and she'll make amends tonight, no problem at all. She should beat Icy Lady and Queen Anne again. I certainly wouldn't put you off and back in either one of those two each way, because given the speed figure that race at Nace, and they finished third and fifth respectively, they're likely to chase the favourite home. So like I say, if you want to put Icy Lady some each way doubles, then that's fine as well, but Timbuktu will win, there's no doubt about that. She beat them first time out over this same track, and she'll do it again probably a little bit more easily tonight. So 1-2, very, very, very good bet for those that like taking those odds in the first.
Okay, on to the second race. This is at 6:15, and this is a race over 6 furlongs. And another Aidan O'Brien odds on favourite. This time it's War Envoy, who's 1-3 at the top of the betting. Capella San Severo is 11-2. 12-1 for the other Aidan O'Brien runner in the lineup, this debutante Dick Whittington. Intense Style is also 12s, 14-1 for Toscanini, and 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Another Aidan O'Brien favourite, Andy. Another one that's odds on. Is it another one that will win?
Yep. That'll win as well. You get even money for the 2, 1-3, 1-2. You just know they're going to win. It's just no point even like trying to do anything else in the race. It just went into that race over this course and distance. Very much expected to win, as its market position suggested, and did it just as easy as that they predicted. Prior to that race, I got a good message off contact of mine in Ireland saying that this is Aidan O'Brien's Coventry horse, and no reason to disbelieve that statement, the way he won. They've also got that very good horse as well, the Great War as well, who won at Tipperary, then went to the Curragh. He's got two very, very good horses, both by Warfront. Both of them will go to Royal Ascot. This one will go to Coventry and we favour it. And the Great War will run probably in one of the 5 furlong races, maybe the Windsor Castle. Either way, I think both of them will take high rank at Royal Ascot. But this should be very much easy pickings for War Envoy tonight on his stepping stone towards the Royal Meeting in a few weeks' time.
Okay, War Envoy then in the 6.15. On to the 6.45, and this is a handicap for three-year-olds, and it's over 6 furlongs. And another Aidan O'Brien favourite here. It's becoming a regular pattern this evening. Due Diligence is the favourite for this race at 7-4. 8-1 for Hidden Oasis. Marama Diavola is 9-1 with Fly to the Moon. Kernoff is also 9-1. And Monsieur Power is 10-1 for Champagne or Water, and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. What are your thoughts in the 6.45, Andy?
Well, I think Aidan O'Brien's got a really strong hand tonight, as the first two races indicate. But I won't be as mad keen on this thing as I would be several of his others tonight. Obviously very, very short in the market. Courtesy of a high reputation going into that race at Dundalk the other day, won by Prince of All. It was a listed race. It was a good race. I mean, I do rate the winner. In fact, I think there's several in that race that I think will improve significantly. We've already seen Colour Blue, who was whale beaten on that occasion. She's come out and won. I think she won last night, didn't she, for us at the podcast. And he horses like Magnolia Beach, Quad Rivium, and Princess Ave, etc. Horses that are all useful in their own right. And I think the winner's okay as well, that Prince of All. So a massive chance. But this is a bit more competitive than first meets the eye. That there were several in this race that have been running to a very high standard already this season, and also as well very good on the speed figures. And quite a few of them have all got speed figures on soft ground. The main one is Fly to the Moon, who I do think is a big price here tonight and should be backed around 9 or 10 to 1. He started off his campaign in perfect fashion when winning the Curra. That was on soft ground. He beat Go for Goal, who next time outlowed the colours of several big reputation horses in a group race. So that form looks all right. There's been three other subsequent winners that have come out of that race. So he's proven on soft ground. If you like, the ground actually dried out a little bit too much for him on his next start at Cork, and he got rather stranded and trapped out on the wing a little bit in that race. It was a race that Focus of Venice won, and Gold Peregrine caught the eye back in second. But I think if he would have had the rail to run against like the winner did, he might have actually gone closer to winning than he did on that occasion. So I'd forgive him that. This stiff uphill climb to the line with a bit of cut in the ground, plenty of cut in the ground, will help him tonight. And the strong pace should do as well. He's got a nice draw. Often they come down the middle of the track at Nace when the ground's soft, so the higher the better. So I do think he'll go well. And the other one is Kernoff. Now, I'm taking a bit of a punt with this one because all his best form at the moment has been on a sound surface. So I am, you know, delving into the unknown a little bit to suggest we back him tonight on a softer surface. Hopefully it won't be too bad here tonight. But he's got some really good numbers next to his name. And he surprised me the other day when he won. I actually fancied Champagne or Water. Champagne or Water was my nap that night at Tipperary, and he couldn't quite come to terms with Kernoff's late turn of foot. I thought this horse showed a real nice change of gear inside the last furlong, and he wasn't going away. I don't think he'll have any problems with the extra furlong. And his speed figure actually suggests that he's very, very good. Now, Champagne of Water boosted that form by winning next time and at Sligo. So I think he'll beat Champagne and Water again. But I don't think he should be 10 or 12 to 1 this morning, like his odds suggest. He's got a reasonable draw right in the middle. So I suggest we back Kernoff and Fly to the Moon. If you can get double figures, both of them, then, you know, you can back them both each way. Surely one of them has to be in the frame at the very least, and, you know, you're going to get your money back.
OK. A couple against the field then in the 6.45. On to the 7.15 next, race 4 on the card. And this is the feature race. It's the Group 3 Blue Wind Stakes. It's over a mile and a quarter. And Dazzling is the 7-4 favourite. It's 9-4 for Tar Fasher, Crystal Fashion 11-2, 8-1 for Will Go Walking, 9-1 for Tahani, and 12-1 or double figure prices for the rest. Dazzling heads the betting here then, Andy. Aidan O'Brien's chosen to send her here rather than the Musidora, and she's going to have to win this if she's going to be involved in the Oaks, isn't she?
I would say so, yeah. Aidan O'Brien is a little bit thin on the ground at the moment with his staying fillies, so this one needs to step up to the plate. She started off her season in the best possible fashion. She won at Nacy's sister track at Navan, making pretty much all the running and being gradually wound up from the top of the hill. She strode quite nicely clear in the latter stages to beat Crystal Fashion, who reopposes again tonight. I actually think this race is between the two of them here on this particular occasion. And for those that want to back, let's say, a better priced horse, I certainly wouldn't put you off backing Joe Lyons' horse to maybe get a little bit closer or even turn the form around, because I thought Joe Lyons' filly by Jeremy just looked as though she needed the run that day. I'm not saying that Dazzling didn't, but she just got rather done for toe as Dazzling quickened up down into the hill, and she was reeling her back in towards the end. And with that run under her belt, with the soft ground in her favour, I certainly don't think one should be 7-4 and another one 7-1. I'd probably have Crystal Fashion probably in and around a 5-1, 9-2 chance. Certainly think Crystal Fashion is the each way bet here. Interesting, there's money for Tarfasha this morning. Dermot Weld has had a magnificent start, as we know, to the season, and a lot of his fillies are running well, so he's got a good idea of where he stands with the female sex. The only slightly off-putting portfolio next to Tarfasha is that she got readily brushed aside that day by My Titanium at the Curragh. Now, whether she'd just gone out the top or didn't run a race, I don't know. She's obviously well fancied to turn that poor run behind her, but I've just left with that undying impression on her that day that she probably isn't as good as what they thought she was when she won at Galway. So I'm going to stick with that form with Dazzling and Crystal Fashion and go with Crystal Fashion each way at sevens.
Okay, Crystal Fashion each way then in the 7.15 onto the 7.45 next, and this is a mile and a quarter maiden for colts and geldings, and the betting is headed by Dermot Weld's newcomer Zafayan, who's 5-2 at the top of the market. 100-30 for Fog of War. Gypsy King is 7-2 with Jocular. It's 7-1 for Wexford Town and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Dermot Weld's having a good season, Andy. He's got a newcomer in here that's straight in at the top of the betting. Do you think it'll be another winner for Dermot Weld, or would you side with something else in here?
No, I'm really keen on Fog of War in this race. In fact, I'm going to make this my nap of the night. I've got a lot of time for that race at Gowran the other day this horse took part in. He was nibbled out in the market. He was obviously expected to run well, and he certainly didn't let the supporters down on that occasion when he was third behind one of Dermot Weld's called Good Tradition. The speed figure of that race was very good. In fact, they ran a much better time than the listed race won by I'm Yours on that particular card. So you're dealing with horses that I think should be verging on group class. And I've got no reason to dispel that theory, because Sundara, the Jim Bolger colt, who finished fourth, he was beaten 20 lengths by the winner. He absolutely bolted up the other day in a very, very good race down at Leopardstown. In fact, Sundara ran the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular card. So I really desperately want to get with this form. And Fog of War shaped really well. The three of them pulled well clear, so I think they're all above average. And he certainly was knocked about in the latter stages when he was not going to win. He's got a reasonable draw tonight. He should appreciate this track. And providing he races up handy with the speed, I think that's very, very important here as well. Nace on the round track. You've got to have horses that are close to the pace. Then I think Fog of War will do some damage in the latter stages. Round about 3-1 this morning. Fog of War gets a nap in the 7.45.
Okay, Fog of War, the nap selection then for Andy in the 7.45. On to the penultimate race next. It's the 8.15, and this is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. And a bit of an active betting heat this morning. High Emperor 4-1 on the drift out to 5-1. Have a nice day going the other way, 15-2 into 6-1. It's 7-1 for Mr. Bounty and Pixie Spirit, who is a reserve, by the way. The home rule at 8-1. A bit of money for Bo Satchel as well, 14s into 11s. 14s into 11s for Basala as well. And then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a few market moves this morning, Andy. Any of those on your shortlist?
Yeah, one or two. Yeah, I think I can see the money for Have a Nice Day and at a push Bo Satchel. But I think the money for Basala is the most significant one, and that's the one I quite like here. Jared O'Leary's horse is in good form. He had a two-year-old which has got chinned on the line at Leopardstown on Sunday, called Primo Uono. And I thought this horse ran a really good race last time out at Leopardstown in a contest which has thrown up a couple of subsequent winners, including the winner, Conan's Rock, who went to Limerick next time out and won very easily. The feature of that race on the 2nd of April was the speed figure of the race. It was a very quick time, and Basala did incredibly well to keep up with the pace that day. And that was its first decent form for quite a while. If you go back to the Listowel Festival last year, you'll see this horse made all the running to win in pretty convincing fashion with the blinkers on for the first time. And the headgear seems to have worked on quite a few occasions subsequently. Decent draw here as well for a horse that races handy. And that's what you want here. You certainly want horses, as I've stressed before, horses that are going to race up with the pace here and with a low draw. Anything stuck out wide or that's held about the back door, they just never seem to get into it here at Nace. And I've learned that one or two costly lessons over the years that I don't want to be backing hold-up horses on the round track at Nace. So Basala, a horse that either can make the running or race handy, it's going to be difficult for it to actually be shaken out of the frame here because of its run style. So if you can get a double-figure price about Basala, I don't think you'll be far away.
Okay, Basala then in the penultimate race, and we finish the card with the 8.45. It's an EBF Filly's maiden over a mile, and Carlo Bianca is the even money favourite this morning. Just Gorgeous is 7-2, 9-2 for De Lauer, who has been back from 7-1 this morning. 11-1 for Fastnet Mist. Grandma's Hands is also 11-1, and then 14-1 are bigger prices. The rest, Carlo Bianca, Andy, has had the three starts. She managed to finish fourth in the Moygler Stud Stakes last year. She still holds a 1,000 guineas entry, but was disappointing on reappearance at Dundalk. What do you make of the Dermot World Filly?
God, she was disappointing, Mark. You're right. She was absolutely ghastly for me. I mean, she couldn't put one leg in front of the other. I mean, I tipped her that day because I just thought she was a throwaway win selection for those that wanted a short price to put some in some doubles and trebles. And she was a costly failure. I mean, a failure with a capital F as well. I mean, I just thought she was absolutely horrible. And I couldn't back up a counterfeit money at the price. You've got to be an absolute lunatic if you think this is an even money chance. I mean, quite clearly that run in the Moygler, you know, she should be odds on, but you've got to take that run last time out at face value at Dundalk. It was just desperate. Whether she hasn't trained on or whatever, I don't know. But you won't get me back in a horse like that. It ran so badly in a slow time. It wasn't even a fast run race either, so you can't even use that as an excuse to have anything to do with it at that price. And there was one standout piece of form in this race, and I think this horse should be very close to be favourite here. And that's De Lauer. One or two firms have gone 6 or 7 to 1 about this thing this morning. I don't know what they were thinking, because it's almost as if they've completely taken leave of their senses, the bookmakers. They probably didn't see afternoon sunlight win with consummate ease at Leopardstown on Sunday. But, you know, that form looks really, really solid. Obviously, Dermot Wells Filly is a very high-class horse at afternoon sunlight. And De Lauer, having her first run in her life, managed to get within 6 or 7 lengths of that very, very smart filly. She certainly looked as though she'd need the run, need the experience as well. And she wasn't knocked about in the latter stages. She's got a great draw here tonight for horses that like to race handy. These races as well, these maidens at Nace, you often find that cream comes to the top very early. They're often the pecking order sorted out very early on. So I suggest the first two or three in the betting will race virtually in those positions throughout. And Duala should probably turn in maybe no worse than second or third. So you're basically on an each-way bet to nothing here, De Lauer. You know she's going to go all the way down to the line. Half of the field will be out the back door. It'll be a race on between herself and Carla Bianca, and hopefully she can come out on top, because I do think she's certainly got the quality to put it up to the favourite.
OK. De Lauer in the final race. And let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, we can't really do too much in the first two races unless you put them in a double, so I suggest we do. Timbuktu and War Envoy should get to odds on favourite backers off to the best possible start. Then we get on to the more juicy stuff in the 6:45, 2 against the field, Fly to the Moon and Kernoff, both 10 or 12 to 1. A quarter of the odds are placed, 1, 2, 3. I think one of them at the very worst will be in the frame. Similar comments apply to the 7:15. I suggest we back Crystal Fashion each way. She's way overpriced. I thought she'd be about a 4 to 1 chance we can get sevens. The Nap of the Knights, Fog of War in the 7:45. A really nice horse coming out of a very fast time race down in Garen. The fourth has already won, so no reason to suggest Joe Lyons' charge won't go well. Again, you want to be on a handy horse in the 8:15. Busala fits the bill, a low-drawn front-runner or prominent racer who can be backed at 14-1 this morning. And in the final race, De Lauer, absolute colossal each-way value in the final race. Can't be out of the frame.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Nace this evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.